SBS Radio.
Smith Gap is part of the longest and widest east-west rainforest corridor, which is part of the wet tropics and connects World Heritage and lowland rainforest. Peter, you are the president of C4, the Community for Coastal and Cassowary Conservation at Mission Beach. Please, tell us about the significance of the place where we are, which is called Smith's Gap.
Hi, Valerie. Look, this is Smith's Gap, and it's basically a gap in the connectivity from the coast to the southern tablelands. And so because it's a gap in the connectivity, it's important for us to look at it for the wildlife. Now, Smith's Gap itself is a hole in the range that extends from just behind the coast. And so it's called Smith's Gap because initially when white people came here, they couldn't see any way through the mountain range. And then they were shown that there was, in fact, a gap, a lower pass that people could get through, where there was a creek. You just couldn't see it from most of the way until you got up fairly close. And so because there's a gap here, that's where the first roads went through, the railway line goes through. Now we've got a new highway goes through here. We've got the power lines go through. We've got the cane trains go through. So there's a lot of infrastructure goes through Smith's Gap, and that really disrupts the connectivity of the wildlife. We think of the cassowaries. We know there are cassowaries to the east. We know there are cassowaries to the west, but we know that they can't cross all this infrastructure. If they try to cross the highway, they'll get run over, as happened last year when one tried.
Today's event is a collaboration between C4 and Bretaco. Could you please tell us what C4 does?
Okay, C4, we are a voluntary organisation that are concerned with, as in our name, coastal conservation for Mission Beach, but also cassowary conservation. We're very much concerned with the extent and connectivity of rainforest habitat for cassowaries, and so we are trying to reconnect fragmented forest. So Smith's Gap, this area here, it's about trying to convince landowners to put trees back onto their properties, to convince the railway and the main roads and the council that they have to have practices which are more friendly towards cassowaries transiting through and other wildlife as well. Now C4, because we're volunteers, we apply for grants or chase money from wherever we can to do revegetation projects. And we've had several revegetation projects in this area here, and this particular one on this property is our latest one. So, another important thing about C4 is that we grow plants. We have a nursery at Mission Beach, and our primary aim is to grow local species of plants for revegetation projects or for local people to put in their gardens, because local plants are the food for local wildlife. And we believe that it's really important to provide the stuff, the plants, the species which should be here, not ones from somewhere else. Actually, that leads me to another thing. Part of our revegetation project is weed control. We do lots of weed management. Plants which have come from somewhere else very often very much like our conditions and will grow out of control. They'll smother our forest or basically push out the local species. And very often they are not appropriate for food for local species.
Could you tell us more about the block of land the re-veg is taking place today?
This particular block of land is known as Gurbum or Gorbum. And that name is a name that has come from the local Aboriginal people here, the Gulnay people. Well, actually this land on the gap is actually the border between two local groups. That's Gulnay to the west and south, and Juru to the east and north. This particular block of land is right next to the national park, and it came up for sale. C4 and others in this area decided that it was strategically very important, and so we would see if we could buy this block of land. C4 was able to donate some money to Queensland Trust for Nature, and they came up with a lot more money and were able to actually buy this block of land. The idea of buying the land is that we will be able to revegetate the cleared areas, control the weeds in the forest areas, turn it into a nature refuge, which is a much more important tenure for protection of forest. It's actually protection which goes onto the title of the land. And once it's nature refuge, we are able to sell that block of land to somebody who wants to look after a nature refuge. And then we can use that money to go and find another block of land and buy it and turn it into a nature refuge as well. Having a rolling fund for land buyback. Now, Gurrabum, we asked the local people what would be a good name for this block of land, and they came up with the name Gurrabum. That's because that's their name for the emerald dove. The emerald dove is one of the native species of birds that feeds here on seeds on the ground. Very pretty little bird and a very peaceful bird. And it's a good symbol for this block of land. And when we asked the Gulnay and they said Gurrabum, we then asked the Juru people and they said, yes, that's a good name because that's our name for emerald dove too. And so they agreed that that was a good name for it. So we have a group called Crazy About Cassowaries, which is a combination of C4, the local national parks people, and the local council, Cassowary Coast Regional Council, and Terrain NRM. And so all those groups in Crazy About Cassowaries, we all work together on projects around the whole Cassowary Coast, but we've focused on Smith's Gap at the moment because we can see how important it is for increasing the connectivity of wildlife corridors.
A few weeks ago, a ceremony took place here to celebrate the unveiling of a plaque, the new Gurrabum Reserve sign. Can you tell us about that day, please?
Yes, that unveiling the sign was a really good opportunity to actually bring together all of the groups of Crazy About Cassowaries to celebrate the fact that we are on this land. So we were able to have the Gulnay people and the Juru people here. We were able to have national parks here. And because we are so close to the national park, well, we're brought up against them and they will be adding to our work here as well. We had the council here and we didn't have any terrain people, but I'm a terrain person. And so we were all represented and we had local people here as well. So it was a celebration of the fact that this is actually happening. It's a real milestone.
Another exciting project here in Smith's Gap is the planning of a wildlife bridge. Could you maybe tell us more?
Because we have all recognised that Smith's Gap is a really important connectivity problem, we then had to go to those groups that are producing the infrastructure through here and say that when they do something, they have to think about the connectivity issues. So when Main Roads decided that they're going to put an overtaking lane in here, we said that we could not support that unless it actually had some form of mitigation of the barrier that it produces to wildlife. So by the pressure of terrain and the council and national parks and ourselves, we were able to convince Main Roads that they needed to include in the budget something to allow cassowaries to be able to cross the highway. They looked at trying to get them to go under the highway where there are bridges that go across the creeks, and that just simply wasn't enough. And then they realised as they went through the range and they're putting their new roadwork in, that they could actually link up high land on one side with higher land on the other side going over the highway. Because it's much cheaper to build a bridge for wildlife than it is to build another bridge that's going to carry semi-trailers. So if that goes through, well, when that goes through, that'll be the first wildlife bridge built in far north Queensland, the only one to be built outside of southern Queensland. They've got two in southern Queensland, they've got some in northern New South Wales, but this is a real first for us up here. Up to now, they've tried to get wildlife to cross underneath the highway in places, but this will be a real breakthrough.
Another project is happening around Mission Beach. Cameras have been set up. What is their purpose?
Well, as alluded to by the highway, when you're talking about habitat connectivity, humans, we transect the landscape in lots of different ways, by clearing and with roads and rail, etc., etc. As cassowaries need to move from one fragment of forest to another to get their food at different times of the year, they inevitably are going to cross the roads. When they cross the roads, we have a big problem with cars and car strikes. And so main roads have been able to join with the cassowary recovery team and now with CSIRO and try to find ways that we can alert drivers to the possibility there are cassowaries on the road. National parks have been able to put up, or Department of Environment and Science have been able to put up cassowary crossing signs in places, but it doesn't always work, and it's very much dependent upon somebody seeing a cassowary crossing the road and then calling it in and then getting the sign up. If we can put cameras up, that alerts people much sooner, and they'll be a more permanent fixture. See, we've got a basic dichotomy. We either change the behaviour of cassowaries or we change the behaviour of people. Well, cassowaries can't change their behaviour very easily. We hope that we can try to do things which can change the behaviour of people so they don't speed and so they become more aware of when there are cassowaries on the road and so they can watch for them. Because if you see a cassowary and slow down, really important. And even if a cassowary gets hit, a collision at low speeds is much more likely to be survived than a collision at higher speed. But of course, we prefer there be no collisions at all. And see, our victims very often are young birds that don't know the roads. And so if a chick gets hit, inevitably it will get killed. And some adults, even they, don't do well. We had one just last week got hit. It was in good condition, except it had a broken leg. And a broken leg is like a racehorse. It's death for that animal. They can't survive such things. So no collisions is our goal.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.